friends, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, for no particular reason, I thought we'd take a visit to January of 1930, listen to records that were made that month, look around in some of the newspapers to see what stories were making headlines, and to give you an idea, we'll start on January 2nd, 1930. On that day, Kenneth Hawkes, who was a 31-year-old film director, was killed in the process of filming a scene for Such Men Are Dangerous. He was traveling in one of two planes that collided off the coast of California while shooting a parachute jumping scene. The film was eventually completed and released only 3 months later in March of 1930. The very next day, on January 3rd, 1930, the United States Capitol caught fire. The headline in the Cincinnati Inquirer is "Capitol Afire, Historic Papers Lost." And if we read below that, the article says, "Fire blazed for more than 30 minutes tonight about the dome of the Capitol of the United States. Originating in the room of a Capitol artist on the fourth floor, the fire damaged the documents of the house and sent flames shooting toward the great figure of Liberty on its top while thousands surrounding the parkways stood by in fear that the historical building would be destroyed. More than 20 fire companies were called upon to fight the stubborn blaze, which at first smoldered beneath the roof and then broke through to shoot shafts of reddish hue into the air." How's that for some colorful journalism? Anyway, we'll check in with some of the news stories of the day throughout the program, but for now, let's get to some music. We're going to start with a record made the next day, January 4th, 1930. This is the Duncan Sisters, and they're singing a song by Dave Dreyer and Ballard McDonald called "The Hoosier Hop," Victor 22269. A fun record. Directed by Leonard Joy, that was the Duncan Sisters singing "The Hoosier Hop," recorded January 4th, 1930. The Duncan Sisters were Rosetta and Vivian Duncan. They had started out in vaudeville and began making records over in London in 1922. They started recording in the United States for the Victor Company in 1923 and recorded quite prolifically throughout the 1920s. This session on January 4th, 1930 would prove to be their last for the Victor label. They made a couple more selections later in the 1930s and apparently even recorded a private disc in 1947. They worked as a sister act all the way up until 1959 when Rosetta Duncan was killed in a car crash. The Duncan Sisters with the Hoosier Hob, starting off this edition of the Shellac Stack, where today all of the records come from January 1930. And our next record comes from January 6th, 1930, 2 days later, made in the same New York studio. This is Johnny Marvin, and he's singing a song called With You. Now, on January 6th, 1930, the newspaper out in Santa Ana, California, reported in big, bold letters as the headline, "Half an Inch of Rain Falls Here." Now, that sounds pretty boring, but I have to read you the first paragraph of the story because, well, talk about colorful writing. It reads, "Residents of Santa Ana and Orange County today rejoiced in the knowledge that Jupiter Pluvius has not lost the calling address of these commonwealths, as demonstrated yesterday when he blinked his blinkers for a few hours and left in Santa Ana 0.56 of an inch of moisture." Apparently, there had been quite an ongoing drought in Santa Ana that was relieved significantly by this rainfall. Anyway, over in New York City, Johnny Marvin was making this song by Irving Berlin. Here's With You.
I could find the road to happiness with you close to me, dear. I could turn a failure to success if you always were near. I could make my dreams come true, but it would depend on you. With you a sunny day, without you clouds in the sky. With you my luck will stay, without you fortunes will fly. With you I'll never stop until I've reached the top. Without you I will never get by. With you a happy song, without you castles that fall. With you I can't go wrong, without you chances are small. With you my banner's unfurled, right there on top of the world. Without you I'm just nothing at all.
Shine on, shine on. on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no loving since January, February, June or July. Snow time ain't no time to spoon beneath the moon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my gal.
From January 13th, 1930, that's crooner Seeger Ellis with the song Shine On Harvest Moon, written by Nora Bays and Jack Norworth. That had been first published in 1908, some 22 years before Seeger Ellis recorded it for the OK label, record number 41362. Before that, we heard Johnny Marvin recording in New York a week earlier, January 6th, 1930, the Irving Berlin song With You. My name is Brian Wright, this is the Shellac Stack, and today we're listening to 78s from the month of January 1930. By January of 1930, Prohibition had been in full swing in this country for an entire decade, and even if the law had never been especially popular and people had flaunted it from the get-go, by January of 1930, it was clear that the law had lost almost all efficacy. People were disrespecting it left and right. And a number of lawmakers on January 13th, 1930, urged tougher and tougher prohibition laws to be sure that people would respect this rule of law. There were wets within Congress, as they were known, who were advocating for dismantling prohibition, and one of them was a Representative Britton who said, quote, "Prohibition enforcement by the federal government is degrading into mattress frisking and bottle smelling by irresponsible and unintelligent self-styled detectives whose gun plays make poor old Jesse James look like a schoolboy." He went on to declare that, quote, "The country generally is disgusted with the fanatical leadership of the present prohibition." Well, it would take another couple years before prohibition was finally repealed, but on January 13th, when that Seeger Ellis record was made and the next couple that we'll hear were recorded, it was a hot topic. So up next, we have two more from January 13th, 1930. First up, Scrappy Lambert, under the pseudonym of Rodman Lewis, will be singing with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on Have a Little Faith in Me. This was recorded for the dime store Domino label, record number 4482. After that, we'll hear Rudy Valley, another popular singer of the day, and his recording of Beside an Open Fireplace, made for the Victor label, 22284. So both of these recorded January 13th, 1930, while the nation is duking it out over Prohibition. Let's just listen to Scrappy Lambert. Thank you.
little faith in me. Skies will clear up, just to make you cheer up. Have a little faith in me. In the distance there's a silver lining. I see it shining. And that just means success and happiness for a while come through here. With the help of you, dear, have a little faith in me.
Records from January 13th, 1930. We started with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with vocalist Scrappy Lambert. That was Have a Little Faith in Me. And after that, we heard from Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, Beside an Open Fireplace. We're listening to records from January 1930, and in just a moment, I'll have records from January 14th and January 15th. But before we get to that, another look at the leading headlines. I was glancing around at papers from across the country for these dates, January 14th and 15th, and was struck by a headline in the Quad City Times of Davenport, Iowa, which reported a rather gruesome scene. It seems that a couple there, Charles and Anna Bilowski, who had been married for 6 months, had entered into a suicide pact in which, if one of them were to kill himself or herself, the other would do the same. There's a caption under their smiling picture that reads, "Last night, when Charles Bilowski heard the report of a shotgun, he knew what had happened. Entering his house in Carbon Cliff and seeing his wife lying in a pool of blood, he turned the gun on himself. They had made a suicide pact sometime previously. The wife is dead, and the man now awaits death." If you read the story, you find out that the two are not especially happily married. No surprise there. They both claimed the world had mistreated them, and she further claimed that her husband had been mistreating her. So while he was out in the barn, she found a shotgun and, according to the story, blew away her abdomen. But she was still alive when he entered the house after hearing the shotgun. He saw her and turned the gun on himself. Didn't have too great an aim, it seems, and he blew off his arm. Not enough to kill himself, so he tried shooting himself again with his remaining arm, this time in the chest, which he did. Their 12-year-old daughter heard all of this, came in, saw the scene, and called authorities. When they arrived, the couple were both still alive. Apparently, the wife, Anna, was forgiving her husband, Charles, and died peacefully. He was rushed to a hospital, but insisted on being allowed to die. He asked doctors to stab him with surgical knives, and when they weren't looking, he tried to jump off the operating table and fling himself out a window. I didn't follow up on this story. At the time it went to press, he wasn't yet dead, but it seemed there wasn't much chance of his survival. In any case, that doesn't have much to do with these next couple of records. In fact, if anything, it casts a rather grim shadow over one of them. The song is "I Want to Be Happy." Yikes. Let's go ahead, though, and listen to these records. First up, Julie Wentz and his Mayflower Orchestra, recording on January 14th, that fateful day for the Bilowskis. We'll hear "The Man from the South with a Big Cigar in His Mouth." Denty Curtis is the vocalist. After that, a pair of records from the next day, January 15th, 1930. First, Sam Lannon and his Famous Players with "I Want to Be Happy." An unknown vocalist will sing that. And then we'll hear the Hotel Pennsylvania Music, a pseudonym for Phil Spitalny's orchestra, on the Harmony label. Actually, it's the flip side of the Julie Wentz record. "Tiger Rag" from January 15th, 1930, with a rather humorous vocal credit to Leo, in quotation marks. Presumably Leo the Lion, although it's the Tiger Rag. I don't know. Let's listen to these, starting with Julie Wentz. Here's "The Man from the South with a Big Cigar in His Mouth," January 14th and 15th, 1930.
What's that cheering all about? Why do all those people shout? Hear 'em bing bang banging on those pails. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford. Everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that him passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a big man from the South. Just a great big man from the South. He's got a big cigar in his mouth. So I know he's from the South. Say, Julie, my wife has been nursing a grouch.
Is that right, Denny? I didn't know you were sick.
Oh, oh, oh. Thank you.
What would you give to be single again?
My wife.
Oh, oh, oh.
Say, Denny, you know my girl is saving the kisses?
Oh, yeah? Is that right, Julie? Well, I'd like to see the collection.
Oh, oh, oh.
a pretty good version of the Tiger Rag, I think. That was Phil Spitalny's orchestra, under the pseudonym of the Hotel Pennsylvania Music, Tiger Rag, Harmony 1092. Before that, Sam Lannon and his famous players, with an unknown vocalist on I Want to Be Happy. And we led off the set with Julie Wintz and his Mayflower Orchestra, The Man from the South. Those records made January 14th and 15th, 1930. Well, if that little story about the suicide pact out in Davenport, Iowa, had you feeling a little down, I will point out one bit of bright news from that week. On January 13th, 1930, Mickey Mouse debuted in comic strip form in newspapers across the country. Well, on to January 20th now, and a record by the South Sea Serenaders. This is Champion 15919. It's a Dubin and Burke song called Tiptoe Through the Tulips With Me. Most other versions I've come across of this song were recorded later in 1929, so a January 1930 recording seems a bit on the late side for me. The vocalist is unidentified, but he sounds a lot like Tom Stax, the guy who sang so frequently with Harry Reeser in the late 1920s and early 30s. After the South Sea Serenaders, we'll turn to Nat Schilkret and the Victor Orchestra, a song by Andy Razaf and Fats Waller, Blue Turning Gray Over You. Scrappy Lambert will return to sing that. It was recorded January 24th, 1930. And we'll finish off this little trio with The Three Girlfriends singing with Waring's Pennsylvanians on January 27th, 1930, a song by George Marion Jr. and Richard Whiting, It Must Be Spring. So now let's hear the South Sea Serenaders. This record's in a little rough condition, but I think it's still listenable. Here's Tiptoe Through the Tulips With Me.
Of a willow tree and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee deep in flowers we'll surround, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Thank you.
tender kiss and the wonderful things you would do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you.
We started that little set with the South Sea Serenaders, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me, a Champion record made on January 20th, 1930. And although you wouldn't have found it in very many newspapers of the day, that was the day that astronaut Buzz Aldrin was born. After that, we heard Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Blue Turning Gray Over You, from January 24th of 1930. And we finished up with Waring's Pennsylvanians, a vocal by the Three Girlfriends from January 27th of 1930, It Must Be Spring. A little side note here, Back a week earlier, on January 18, 1930, the Harvard Economics Society had declared, quote, "There are indications that the severest phase of the recession is over." Well, not quite. Let's continue by heading out to Minneapolis, Minnesota now for a pair of recordings that were made there by the Brunswick label, which was conducting some field recordings in that area in late January of 1930. From January 27th, we'll hear Slats Randall and his orchestra, a really sprightly dance number, "I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas." Joe Roberts is the uncredited vocalist. Brunswick 4779. After that, we'll hear organist Eddie Dunstetter recorded the next day, January 28th, Mendelssohn's Wedding March from A Midsummer Night's Dream, Brunswick 4793. So first up in this next pairing, here's Slats Randall, "I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas."
Today, my home is way down in a little town. Why, it's not so far away. Everybody for miles around calls me by my name. Now that I'm in your fair town, why, you must do the same. For I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a clean-cut fella from Horner's Corner. You ought to see me strut. I'm a caper-cutting cutie, got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy-laden, but I calls her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff, oh. But her brains are in her feet. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
with Eddie Dunstetter at the organ. That was The Wedding March from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn. Before that, Slats Randall and his orchestra with vocalist Joe Roberts. I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. Both of those recorded by Brunswick Records in Minneapolis, Minnesota on January 27th and 28th of 1930. At the very end of January 1930, headlines from coast to coast in newspapers were dominated by the ongoing discussion in Washington, D.C. over what to do about prohibition. There were some in Congress who were suggesting that people be permitted to brew their own beer and wine at home as a way of keeping the Volstead Act intact. The wets and the dries would continue to argue about this for a couple more years before prohibition was finally repealed, but this is what was on people's minds on January 31st, 1930, when these next two records were made. First up, we'll hear Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. Paul Gibbons is the vocalist on Puttin' on the Ritz. And then we'll hear McKinney's Cotton Pickers over New York City. George Thomas is the vocalist on If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight.
Thank you.
what to do. All night long, I seem to say to you, I did wrong when I let you go away. Now I dream about you night and day. I'll be happy if I had you by my side. I'd be happy if I knew you were my bride. If I could be with you for an hour tonight, and free to do the things I might. I want you to know that you couldn't go until I showed you that I loved you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you too, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you for just 1 hour, if I could be with you, if I could be with you for an hour tonight, and free to do the things I might, I want you to know that you couldn't go. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you too, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you just for 1 hour.
And with McKinney's Cotton Pickers and a record from January 31st, 1930, we've reached the end of today's Stack o' Shellac. I hope you enjoyed our little visit to January of 1930. I want to thank you for spending this hour with me, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.